The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome to the program today. You know, Jay is an author, he's a fiduciary, a certified financial planner. He's also senior portfolio manager for Faith Investor Services. He's my friend and he shepherds our family finances. Hello, Jay. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Tom. It is a beautiful day here in Tennessee, so I'm looking forward to our show today. Let's get the show on the road, as they say.
Okay, let's get right to it. Family finances are in the spotlight today. You know, Jay, at the end of our last show, you talked about something and we didn't have time to fully unpack it. I try to avoid that, but you help listeners leave a legacy to ministries and Christian organizations. You talked a little bit about that, to plan ahead and bless great organizations that are doing God's work. So when our time is running short here on earth, we want to be able to leave a legacy. So our listeners' money can live on after their home in heaven. And you said there are some tax advantages for doing so. How do you do that?
Yeah, so as a Christian financial advisor at Faith Investor Services, we spend a lot of time getting to know our clients, their wishes, both when they're here on earth and when they go to their heavenly home. And one of the things that we do, we help a lot of people as they get to the required minimum distribution phase of retirement. Usually they've got to be at least 70 and a half, and now it's moved up to 73. But a lot of our folks are already tithing to their churches. They're taking the tax deductions. But when you pull the money out of an IRA account, it becomes taxable. So there's what's called a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. And we have a lot of our clients doing this. We're making the checks payable. It can go directly to a ministry. And it avoids the taxation. So as long as the IRA distribution is going directly to the church or the ministry, it has to be a 501c. It can't be a non-tax-advantaged charity, but they can certainly make it payable to the ministry of the church and avoid the taxation. So that is one thing that we can do for our clients, is help them to give more while they're still here on earth. We also help our clients set up what are called donor-advised funds. These allow you to contribute cash, stocks, appreciated securities. Let's say you bought a stock back in the 70s, it's worth $100,000, you paid $10,000, it'd be huge gains. Well, you can gift that stock or a portion of it to a ministry and avoid the taxation that you'd normally have to pay. So those are a few different ways that we help our clients really to give more to the ministries and causes and avoid some of the taxations. We also help them with future giving plans using these qualified charitable distributions, donor advised funds, trusts, and also just getting to know their charitable inclinations. There's a lot of things that we can do from a tax planning standpoint, as well as from a missionary standpoint. So donating those appreciated assets, the qualified distributions, these are just a few of the ways that we help our listeners really incorporate their faith and give more to ministries that are near and dear to their hearts.
I could talk for the entire show about this. Maybe you have questions, you're listening and you go, well, is this the same as giving my leftover retirement dollars to my church's denomination's foundation or whatever? Give Jay a call about your specific situation. And his number is 800-270-7310. He's very accessible and able to answer your questions. We were just talking about this, Jay. A dear, longtime friend of mine, Ruth Ann from San Diego, messaged me this past week. And she'd moved to Middle Tennessee a few years ago and came out to visit her old hometown here in Southern California, in El Cajon area. With every show we do, there's always some new people tuning in, you know, and so I wanted to just tell this story because some people might be able to relate. She wrote to me last week to say that she'd heard your program for the very first time. Now, this is my friend. And she asked me if you could serve people who live in Tennessee. So, could you talk about that?
I think we can. I'm here in Tennessee, so that's the good news for your friend Ruth Ann. And we've got her coming up on the calendar to talk to me. But we're a nationally registered investment advisor. We're fiduciary, meaning we work for our clients. We have clients in all 50 states, and we specialize in biblically responsible or Christian investing and use a holistic biblical financial planning approach. So we do financial planning, we do investing, look at the big picture, all from a biblical perspective. And listeners can engage us in a couple of different ways. If they have at least $500,000, they can talk to our private wealth team and have us manage their assets for them. We use Charles Schwab as our brokerage provider. For those who are just looking to participate in our Christian stock fund, the ticker symbol is PRAY, trades on the New York Stock Exchange. You can buy it at just about every brokerage firm, Fidelity, Schwab. You just have to type in the ticker symbol PRAY. We had a listener this week. She's like, I've got $8,000 and I just want to put it all in the Pray Fund. How do I do it? I walked her through. Go to your Schwab account. You know, you can call them. You can go online. You just got to put in the ticker symbol PRAY. And you can buy shares of that, and you can learn more about it at faithinvestorservices.com. But it trades on the New York Stock Exchange. We work with individual investors. We help them manage their portfolios, do comprehensive financial planning, and again, high net worth individuals as well. If you've got $1 million or more, we've got some specialized planning and tax strategies, legacy planning, things that we can do to help you pass your wealth. We want to pass wisdom with the wealth, not just the wealth. So we do a lot of family education, a lot of strategy to make sure the next generations also can uphold mom and dad's values, their Christian faith, and things that are near and dear to their hearts. And our dedicated team provides a strong fiduciary duty to act in our clients' best interest. And that sets us apart from a lot of the national firms that don't specialize in Christian investing and incorporating faith into the plans. And that Christian focus really distinguishes us from the other Wall Street firms that are out there that are just trying to make the most for you. That's certainly important, but we also want to do so in a faithful manner.
Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge and no obligation? You could do that by picking up the phone and calling. And there's no obligation to ask your questions when you call Jay at 800-270-7310 and get your free ebook while you're at the website, 7 ways to make sure that your money lines up with your faith. It's faithandretirement.com. Jay, it seems like every time we talk about guaranteed income for life, that seems to get people's attention. How similar is that to Social Security, and what kinds of tools and options do you have to make that happen?
Yeah, so there's a lot of flexibility, Tom. Creating income for life is critical because people are living longer, right? If you live to 100, you retire at 60, that's 40 years of retirement. And a lot of people are living 25, 30, 40 years in retirement. And the biggest risk that they have is they're going to run out of money. They're going to have run out of life and still have money. Or, you know, you want to make sure that you've got that plan in place so that you have money coming in each and every month. And some of the clients that we hear from, we had a person in Myrtle Beach. They were looking for about $2,000 a month of income. He didn't have any pensions. He had his Social Security, but he was looking to create income for life. And we had a couple options for him. He wanted to either look at what could he get right now if he were to start with $300,000. It was going to produce about $2,000 a month immediately for the rest of his life if he lived to 100. He was 65. He'd still keep collecting that money every single month. That was one option. The other option I said is if you want to defer it a little bit, let it grow a little bit, you can do that as well. So let's put it in a strategy. It's going to be protected from market losses. You don't have to worry about the markets going down. You can participate in the upside of the market, but not the downside. It had a guaranteed interest attached to it. Some of these are as high as 7.5% or 8.25%. So you let it accumulate. And then once you turn on that income factor, it'll pay that lifetime income for the rest of your life. There's flexibility. There's also some tax deferral, some death benefits that come along with it, not like the traditional pensions where you die, it's gone. There's a lot of exciting different options within these private pensions, and they're issued by insurance companies. A lot of times we'll use different types of indexed annuities. And some of these also have some long-term care provisions. So if you're looking to have some protection from, if you needed nursing home or in-home care down the road, there's a lot of different features. And we go through and we evaluate the best options for our clients. There's only a handful of carriers that we can consciously recommend with good faith that we believe in, that they've got good, strong financial ratings. They meet our biblical standards. They have low fees. These are the things that we're looking for as a fiduciary going through and evaluating the client situation and making sure it's a good fit and we create that income for life. And like you said, it's like Social Security. The longer you wait, the bigger the payment. And we can certainly go over your options. If you have an annuity, we've got people calling us all the time. Jay, take a look at my annuity. This thing looks like it's bad. And I can give you the, is it good, bad? The, you know, what do I like about it, not like about it, and give you honest opinion on, or a second opinion on your current strategy.
Very good. And if you have questions about annuities or your investments of any sort, give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 and ask your family questions. Again, no obligation to do that. Well, we are up against a break, Jay. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause and be back with more with today's edition of Faith and Retirement.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Welcome to Faith and Retirement. You're saving and investing for retirement. That's great, but do you know where your investment dollars actually go? You want to screen and clean your investments? That really is one key difference between this financial show and just about anything else on the air. Jay, there was some news that a Chinese artificial intelligence firm appears to have developed a competitive AI model and that it performs as well as its Western counterparts at a fraction of the cost. And that had some impact on AI stocks. Is that a major setback for American companies?
Not really a setback. I mean, the first warning you should hear there is China, right? How many times do we hear China can do things cheaper? You get what you pay for in a lot of different cases, right? First of all, do you think a lot of these large companies are going to feel comfortable sending large amounts of capital to China? I think that's the first warning sign. And secondly, you know, there have been a lot of instances where cheaper is not better. And we've seen that with a lot of the Chinese goods. What you get from China is not always high quality. So yes, in the sense it was kind of what we call a black swan event a lot of times, where it's a significant occurrence that really is impossible to predict. And it seems inevitable in hindsight. A lot of people said, you know, we could have seen this coming, that someone would do it cheaper. But stock prices did react very sharply. They dropped very significantly. A lot of the big AI players like NVIDIA and some of the other chip manufacturers all took a huge hit. But by the end of the week, they started to rally back as people started to shift through the news and really look at, is their model viable? Does it really mean that, you know, they're going to replace NVIDIA's high expensive chips? No. And at the end of the day, Trump wants to win the AI war. The U.S. is dedicating or looking to dedicate about $500 billion through Stargate and other initiatives to invest heavily in artificial intelligence here. So I still believe there's a lot of significant opportunities within the AI space. It's going to be here. It's the next boom, I believe, just like the internet. And there will be many winners. And I do believe a lot of the U.S. firms, they've got a head start. They've got a lot of significant dollars and capital flowing into it and a president that really wants to win. And we've seen Trump, you know, get his way. When he wants to win, he puts forth the plan. And I believe he'll do so here to make U.S. the leader in artificial intelligence.
You know, Jay, when our listeners call you and say, Jay, I want to invest with you, I think what you should say is, do you want chips with that?
Yes, exactly.
You know, Jay, Donald Trump was sworn in last month as the 47th president of the United States. You probably heard that.
Yes, I did.
He began his second term with this declaration. He said that the golden age of America begins right now. So a lot of people are excited about the changes that are happening. Other people, not quite so much. So what typically happens to the markets after an inauguration?
Yeah, so it's typically, as we talked about on the show previously, leading into the election, the markets tend to rally, you know, right into the president's term, as there's a lot of optimism, promising the moon, stars in the sky. That's what politicians typically do. And one thing about Trump, love or hate him, he is a man of his word. You know, day one, he was firing off executive order after executive order. What he was talking about on the campaign trail, he was either trying to get implemented day one or working hard to get things through. So love or hate him, he told you the playbook, here's what I'm going to do. And he's been doing it. And typically stocks, when you've got a president coming into office, this is a little unique because it's only the second president that didn't have successive terms in a row. Right. There was a pause in between his first and second term. But typically when you see that first term, the first 3 to 6 months, the market is very choppy. It doesn't really go anywhere. It just kind of goes sideways. It's really just a lot of volatility, ups and downs, and doesn't really have any direction the first 3 to 6 months as people are trying to figure out, what is this president going to do? Is it going to be effective, not effective? What's the impact going to be on the economy? But I always want to point back to 2016, when Trump was first in office. The market took off like a rocket once he got into office. They started to see some of the things, the pro-business stances, less regulation. Yes, tariffs are in the mix here, and that can throw some curveballs in the mix. But at the end of the day, the last time Trump was in office, the markets took off. And I do believe we're going to see it similar here. It's been a little choppy to start 2025, but I do believe once we get a little bit of legs under it and we start to see some momentum and Trump making success after success, I do believe the markets will be much higher by the end of the year. Don't know how higher, but they will be higher, I believe, than where they started the year. And I do believe we'll see some good growth here over the next 3 to 6 months in the markets.
We are talking to Jay Peroni, and this is Faith and Retirement. Learn more about his outreach to our listeners at faithandretirement.com. Or if you have specific questions about your situation, there's no obligation to ask them at 800-270-7310. Jay, you mentioned tariffs just a moment ago. President Trump recently implemented some tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China, or at least the threat of tariffs.
Yes.
These are three of America's biggest trading partners. So just curious as to how worried you are. Like, what's your take on the tariff situation? How do you think this is going to affect the markets?
Yeah, so just this week, Tom, our investment committee meets once a month, and we look at threats to the market. What are the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? And obviously, tariffs can be a threat. However, Trump did have tariffs in his first term. So this isn't new news. It's a little bit different take. And a lot of times tariffs can be used as negotiating tactics. And sometimes it can actually go in effect until the desired results happen, until these countries, you know, either say enough's enough, we're going to come back to the negotiating table, or they get into these trade wars where if you do this, we'll do that. And you can see some of that going on. And it really can lead to some increased costs in some certain products that are coming into the country. Also, supply chain disruptions. You can get some market uncertainty. So there are some negatives that come along with these tariffs that are coming into play. Industry shifts. You've got an impact on the global markets, economic slowdown potential, currency effects, you know, with the dollar and other trading currencies. And then certainly there can be some long-term changes. But our team evaluated the threat of tariffs. And really, our team is still convinced that, yes, they may have a short-term impact, some short-term pain, but we believe that having the right asset allocation strategy, having the right stocks, the right mix of investments, having a solid biblical financial plan, these are more important than what are the tariffs going to do here the next week, the next month. We don't think they'll have a long-term impact on the markets, on our strategy. So our team, you know, kind of left our asset allocation strategies intact, didn't make any major changes. We are going to be making some shifts in a few stocks here and there. But overall, we're still very bullish on the markets. And we think there's some amazing opportunities despite the tariffs. So now is a great time as any to be invested and have a biblically based plan. And we can help you with that at faithandretirement.com.
Excellent. Well, past performance is no guarantee of future results. It's not indicative. Invest wisely. You have done a great job with our family finances, and we'll keep visiting this tariff issue as the year moves on. So I've been curious about real estate. We hardly ever talk about it here, but it's the biggest asset in some ways for families, often their largest asset. Do you help folks incorporate real estate in any way in their retirement portfolio?
Yeah, so this is actually a real live question. I had a client here in Tennessee, and he just came into selling some land, and he was like, do I want to reinvest it back into some properties, or what else can you do for me, Jay? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we look at is not so much personal properties, you know, like buying a duplex or buying a rental property. What I advocate for a lot of my clients inside their retirement accounts is more of a passive way. Being a landowner can have its set of challenges, headaches. You have to be there to repair, and people skipping out on you, not paying their rent. There's a lot of things that can go into being a landlord. You either have to hire a company to help you with servicing it, or you have to deal with the headaches. And I had a client a long time ago, and he made millions of dollars in real estate. He came to this country, didn't know a lick of English, learned it, and had millions of dollars in real estate. And I said, hey, did you enjoy this? Did you really, you know, would you go back and do it again? He said, absolutely not. He said, this is the worst thing. It's taken a toll on my health. And he was in Massachusetts in a very sketchy part of the country. And he unfortunately had a lot of, you know, hiccups, and it really didn't do too well for him. So I really advocate real estate investment trusts. This can be a great way for people to have passive income, to be able to get the diversification. You can have access to things like senior home, long-term care facilities, public, you know, storage. You know, people need to storage units. That's another opportunity within these real estate investment trusts. They can have access to residential real estate in a portfolio of different investments. They can also have access to things like data centers for the artificial intelligence and own real estate through these real estate investment trusts. They're publicly traded. You can trade them throughout the day just like a stock. And they often pay very good dividends. So you'll get liquidity, you'll get diversification, you'll get some income. And there are different types of real estate investment trusts or REITs. You've got equity ones that own properties and earn most of their revenue from rent. You also have mortgage real estate, which you can participate in the mortgage opportunities, the debt on the real estate. And then there's some hybrids, which are a combination of equity and mortgages. So we can add that into your investment plan. There are a few that we really like right now at Faith Investor Services as part of our overall asset allocation. So again, some stocks, some bonds, some real estate, some gold, some silver, commodities, even some Bitcoin. Those are things that we recommend as part of your asset allocation. And for people that want to add real estate, REITs could be a great way to do that.
Well, you heard it here. You heard it from the man, Jay Peroni. And we are so thankful that you tuned in today. We want to be a resource to you and your family, your Christian family, and honor God in everything we do. The website is faithandretirement.com. Pick up the phone and give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni,
host of Faith and Retirement, here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.